The biggest political news story of the week has for sure been Scott Morrison's slightly weird move back in the COVID-19 pandemic to appoint himself secretly 5 ministerial portfolios. This is just very, very strange. And as we do on The King Review, I've grabbed Murray Jones, host of 4CA Breakfast, into the studio to dissect one of the big stories of the week. And Murray, this certainly has dominated the headlines. It continues as we go to air to new details, new questions arise out of it. Your quick take on what went down there?
Look, you know, I understand in the circumstances of a pandemic, and it was not just a national, it was a world emergency in a lot of ways, is that, you know, those powers would basically, you know, be fairly taken on board and, of course, spread. Just say some of the ministers did get sick with COVID-19. So I guess having those actual powers spread a little bit widely does actually make sense in an emergency situation.
But, I mean, lots of people have had COVID, obviously. Anthony Albanese, now Prime Minister, had COVID in the midst of the election campaign. I mean, you know, unless in sort of extreme circumstances, you're not, you know, you can still function.
I think it's easy to say that in hindsight, and I guess as we were going into it, you know, there were concerns about what the potential, you know, the potential
and
impacts were going to be,
and
you know, how many people would be laid dead in the trenches as such. But I think there's a few fundamental issues with the way that he's gone about it. And look, you know, it does point to I guess, a very controlling nature, and I think that's one of the things that I guess possibly, you know, undermined him at the last election as well.
Well, like I said, questions continue to emerge about why former Prime Minister Scott Morrison did secretly appoint himself to these extra ministerial portfolios, not telling anyone, I think, apart from one other of those ministers. He has tried to give a few explanations in the past few days. This, I thought, was very, very bizarre, where he sort of said, yes, there is that reason that you've just talked about, where, you know, worried about ministers being incapacitated due to COVID. One of the other explanations, or the second reason that he gave, certainly raised a lot of eyebrows and a lot of concerns, is he's sort of saying here that, you know, he feared, quote, some threat to the national interest as a result of unilateral action by an individual. And as one of these opinion pieces here on the ABC saying, let that sink in. The Prime Minister of the day was worried some of his chosen ministers with, quote, unilateral decision-making powers might act against the national interest.
What? And against the government. I mean, that just does not wash at the end of the day.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And that comes back to what I said about, you know, a controlling nature, which is possibly one of the things that's brought him undone. The Governor General just yesterday came out, even though he'd been supportive, and said, you know, obviously he was the one that was able to actually grant those powers to the Prime Minister. But he had full expectation that he would go public and advise the public and tell them that he has taken on these additional powers. And also tell more than one of the 5 ministers about it as well. So, I mean, they're the things that I guess, look, really at the end of the day, it makes it hard for Dutton. We know, I mean, some people talking about, you know, Labor got in with 36% of the vote, but I guess if you look at it, you know, the left and the right, the Conservatives as against the Progressives, obviously there was a very loud statement made by the electorate to the Conservatives at the last election. Peter Dutton's got a lot of rebuilding to do, so this is probably the worst thing that he could get at this particular time. So I don't usually feel that sorry for Peter Dutton. He's a pretty tough nut. He is a nice fella in the flesh, I've got to say. But I tell you what, he's got some tough times ahead of him.
Well, I think it reflects more poorly on Scott Morrison rather than the coalition. But anyway, finally, Murray Jones. I mean, I sat in Parliament and I would find it very, very difficult if I was Scott Morrison in his current position. You've gone from the very highest office in the land.
Yep.
You've been Prime Minister. Now you're way back in the corner of Parliament on the back bench.
Yeah.
Probably no hope, well, particularly after this week, no hope of returning to the front bench, let alone the top job. I mean, does he need to go? Does he need to not be in Parliament anymore? I would find it very, very hard to be sitting there after scaling those heights and just knowing you don't really have much of a future apart from being the local MP.
Yeah, sure. And Karen Andrews, the former Home Affairs Minister who was in that role that was also had those joint powers secretly taken away from her as such, you know, he does have a problem with women, and women seem to have a problem with him, it seems. But look, you know, I think it probably is a fair call at the end of the day. You know, she was there in that position, and that she's had this happen, even though she's thinking with hindsight. Yeah, I think it is questionable as to whether he should stay in Parliament.
Can you imagine him rocking up to the party room meeting when Parliament sits again? He walks into a room full of colleagues. Wow, that's going to be an awkward moment.
The air would be possibly fairly thick, I should imagine.
I think so.
He'd be cooked.
He'd be member for cook. He'd be absolutely member for cooked, exactly. Murray Jones, catch him on 4CA Breakfast Monday to Friday. Thanks, Muzz. Have a great weekend.
You too. Cheers.